Good. What is it? Wednesday afternoon, Northern Colorado. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Perfect, Colfax. Perfect. Headset's feeling good. I got a new headset.
I like it.
Is it weird not seeing me with the orange?
Yes, it is.
Well, I had them forever, man. They were breaking and like the lid was broken off and they were battery powered and stuff.
But they plugged in.
They plugged in at the same time. What kind of world was I living in?
It was strange.
Now I just plug these in and I don't have to put batteries in it.
Good to go.
I mean, apparently my mother-in-law had these forever. She wore them once and she's like, I don't really have a need for these.
No. They look really nice.
Because she was going to get in the broadcast business, but decided her extremely successful landscape business was good enough, I guess. And she hooked me up. She's like, I noticed you needed some. I was like, really? These are fine. What's wrong with these? They're good to go, man.
How did she notice? Could she just tell?
Yeah, she could just tell.
She saw them laying there. How could you tell, right?
Yeah. I must have complained to my wife about it once or twice, maybe, and then she told her mother-in-law. Well, you know I have a birthday right around Father's Day.
Yep.
So that's like double. It's like Christmas. That's like having your birthday on Christmas now.
Yeah.
So, kind of. Father's Day, you're still working and doing stuff, but yeah, you know how it goes. I got you. I got you last night, Colfax.
You did.
I made it happen. I took the Suns. I took them to cover the spread. Giannis didn't look right last night. Didn't look right, did he? He talked after the game. He's like, Giannis, when it first hit, I thought I was going to be done for the whole thing. But he's able to go last night. He had 20 points, 15 boards. But there were still, like, just that explosiveness wasn't quite there. The Suns are deep. They're deep. Although I counted Milwaukee out of the Nets series and the Nets or the Bucks found a way to get it done. The Nets had some key injuries throughout that series that might have contributed to that, but I think it's going to be the Suns
in four.
I'm trying not to go four. It made me feel good. It made me feel good if Phoenix could sweep somebody else besides the Nuggets, but. I could see Milwaukee winning one at home. But if Giannis isn't quite right throughout this process, then I just don't know. Middleton's a stud. He had 30 points last night too, but I look at Phoenix and I just feel like they're different built than other teams we've witnessed before. You know, we look at Golden State. And it's not like you looked at their depth. You just looked at their shooters for the most part. When they were making their runs, it was Klay Thompson. It was Steph Curry and Draymond Green bringing that defense. They had the shooters, and it just felt like if you have two amazing shooters, it feels like it never stops. Phoenix is different, though. They have a lot of guys that are good to great, and then you got two guys that are great in Chris Paul and Devin Booker, and you probably want to throw DeAndre Ayton in that mix now. That guy is becoming a bigger name throughout these playoffs. Chris Paul with 32, 9 assists, 1 steal. I mean, you know what the marketing campaign is going to be after this, right? The real MVP. Because when they win this, he's going to be the finals MVP. But no, nothing takes anything away from Joker. I still stand by this. Pound for pound, best talent on that team is Devin Booker. Chris Paul is definitely on the... He's more or less the Chauncey Billups, a better version of Chauncey Billups, but he's playing out of his mind in these playoffs. I mean, I will say this. I said this in the middle of the season, that Chris Paul is not the best player on his own team when we were having the MVP debate. I'll say this. Since the playoffs began, he has turned it to a different level. And that's what you want in great players, right? Joker did it. He needed help. And the Suns are getting that help. Crowder only had 1 point, but it's everything else he does on the floor. There's a deep team right here. And if they can keep this group intact, then look out. How about this? Torrey Craig, former Nugget, right? Started with the Bucks this season. Finished with the Suns. You know what he's guaranteed?
A ring.
That's what I've read.
Really?
I don't know how many games. Like, what's the minimum of games, right? I would say that's weird, but they say if you started with the team, and I don't know if it's a minimum amount, but if you were on that roster, you took the roster photo at the beginning of the season, right? I used to always think it was if you're in that photo, and that team wins, regardless if you get cut, released, traded, whatever, you get a ring. So Torrey Craig gets it. I posted it from CBS Sports, so I hope they're right. You got to be feeling no pressure if you're Torrey Craig. Good for him.
Good for him.
Yeah, I like that guy. I miss that guy in Denver. I take him in an instant to come back and play for the Nuggets. But when I watch Phoenix, I just look at it and say, all right, our stars, Joker and Murray, with a healthy Murray, could battle this team. Porter needs more experience. He needs to learn how to rise to the occasion. Would you say overall the playoffs for Michael Porter Jr., I don't want to say the word failure, but we said we needed to see a step up from him in the playoffs, and it didn't happen.
No, it was not a level of greatness that they needed.
Especially without Murray.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's fair to say he's a failure. You know, and again, I'm saying this, he's a young player. So to expect greatness is already a big deal. To expect it without Murray is already a big deal. And to do it in the playoffs when you're a favorite, maybe a favorite, one of the favorites to win it all, would have been difficult. But it is what it is. He did not succeed, so he failed. I mean, if you want to go that, if you want to be a jerk about it.
It's like a C. He got a C. I don't think he failed. But we needed an A.
We needed an A.
Yeah.
Or a B. We needed a B at the most.
Or at the least.
And this, 'cause this is a tough test.
Yeah.
You know, we don't accept Cs. Cs don't get degrees in this case. Ds don't get degrees in this case. You need an A or a B. Those are the teams that are playing in this finals.
Yeah.
So I
guess that would be, huh?
I say it was a failure, but I look at that and I'm like, these Phoenix Suns, game after game after game, they have answered the bell. We doubted them in the regular season, and all of our greats, all of our insiders came on the show and said, and I said the same thing after the All-Star break, all right, we're gonna start weeding these teams out. Phoenix can't keep up with that forever. 27-9 at home. I mean, Phoenix crowd. I had to laugh at a tweet last night because the Rockies were playing, of course, against the Diamondbacks on the road. Almost came back. But somebody tweeted, how would you like to be a Diamondbacks fan watching two of the worst teams in the league going at it, knowing that there's game one of the finals like across the street? The Suns have never been there before. Their very first game in the finals, and you're watching the Diamondbacks eke one out against the Rockies.
Yep, I'm in the right place here.
Oh, you know those diehard baseball guys. I don't care. I don't like baseball or basketball. I like my baseball, my Cracker Jacks, and my hot dog. You know that that's what they
totally.
Said. But deep down, they're like, why am I not there? Damn you. You know they wanted to be there, man. First, you know that ticket stub. You got to save that ticket stub. Game one, your first finals appearance ever. And you win. You win 118 to 105. That's pretty sweet. That's history. That's what's kind of neat about this. Adam Silver was asked about it last night. And he said, this is the NBA's dream. I don't know if he's being genuine or not, but I liked what he had to say. Summary, he said, hey, this is the NBA's dream. We love this. We love that it's Milwaukee and Phoenix. I mean, I don't know if you really believe him. If you see the ratings, I don't know what the ratings look like right now, but I just think it's interesting. The whole thing is very interesting. It's exciting. Now, is Chris Paul an enemy? Like, you know, I said I kind of can't stand him, but is he like an enemy, like LeBron James or Russell Westbrook or James Harden or Kevin Durant? You don't root against him unless you're going against him. It's hard to root against him. He's so good. He's fun to watch. When he gets in that mode, he's fun to watch, man. And it is. We are watching some cool history right now. And speaking of history, Ed McCaffrey didn't make history. He's not in the Ring of Fame. We keep bringing it up because we're talking about Demaryius Thomas because he retired last week, right? And so we're looking at it going, hey, should DT be in the Ring of Fame? There's no doubt. But should Ed McCaffrey. So our official, we kind of toyed with it yesterday. I really wanted to get the Hooligans' thoughts on this today. So I made that the official Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Should Ed McCaffrey be in the Ring of Fame? He won't be if he hasn't been put in by now, unless he goes and wins titles. If you do something post-Broncos career, maybe. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Let's get him in here.
Let's get him in here.
You want him out or a
he won
Big Sky.
What are we in again? The Big Sky Conference.
Big Sky Mountain.
Well, like John Lynch, who's a Hall of Famer, but he played like 3 years for the Broncos, and okay, they made the playoffs. Did they make them all three when he was here? I think so. They got booted by the Colts twice, and then they had the really, really good year, and I believe that was, yeah, that was Lynch. Bailey was there. But Lynch is in, and I've had some people make the argument, why is John Lynch in the Ring of Fame over McCaffrey? McCaffrey is a Bronco, folks. And I love John Lynch, but Ed McCaffrey, I mean, I was thinking about this, looking at the numbers. When Rod Smith and McCaffrey were going, and Sharp was the tight end, was that the golden age of wide receiver or slash receivers in Broncos history? I mean, you had Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. That was pretty good. We could be on the verge of seeing the best wide receiver group we've ever had. But the way I look at it, Rod Smith, Shannon Sharp, and Ed McCaffrey are top five of all time on the Broncos list, and they all played in those Super Bowls, and they were together maybe for a short period of time, but they were together. Was that 3-4 year span where they were all together the golden era of receivers for the Broncos? Maybe that's why odd man out. McCaffrey's the odd man out. I mean, I'm biased, sure. He's the voice of the Bears. We're going to be hearing for, or the coach of the Bears. Little slip there, maybe, Colfax?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. A little slip there.
Look out.
News coming at 2:15, by the way. Look out for 1310kfk.com, our social media, all that. Okay, that's going to be the news. We're announcing the voice of the Bears later. Yeah, later at 2:15.
Wait.
Where was I? I'm starstruck, Colfax. A lot of big stuff going on.
Well, you're saying Ed McCaffrey's the head coach of the Bears.
Yeah, so I'm a little biased.
Yes.
But he's top five all time in receiving records for the Broncos. So, yeah, I think he should be.
Yeah, and I think it, more of it has to do with like his fandom, like how much
right.
did he do for the organization from a fan perspective.
We had texters yesterday saying he's not a Hall of Famer. He doesn't have those kind of numbers. I think the Ring of Fame to me, yes, your numbers should be included, but they're not the end all be all. The Hall of Fame is a great place too. The Hall of Fame is the greatness factor. The what did you do on the field? I don't care if you donated to Children's Hospital outside the field. I don't care if you're the Walter Payton Man of the Year. I don't care if you got DUIs. If you played on the league, you know, I'm going to go DUIs. I'm not going to, I'm talking O.J. Simpson stuff. I'm not going to go that far. But it is what it is. He's in, right? So I'm saying that when it comes to the Hall of Fame, it is about your play. It is about your skill. It is about your numbers. And maybe it's about your Super Bowls. I don't know. That could factor, depending. But when it's the Ring of Fame, yes, it's your skill set. You got to be good. But it's also your impact on an organization. Ed McCaffrey made a living in Denver after being a Broncos wide receiver. As a head coach, broadcaster. I mean, people know him. You don't hire guys that are no names that are just kind of, they were on the Broncos. He was a Bronco. Was he? No, yeah. Oh, Ed McCaffrey? Heck yeah, he was. Everybody loves him. He filled up an auditorium in Greeley. UNC. If the Broncos would have hired Olandis Gary to be, or the Bears would have hired Olandis Gary to be the next head coach, do you think that auditorium would have been full? If they would have hired Kevin Casper, I'm just naming obscure Broncos. you can be a Bronco, and that's cool and everything, but Ed McCaffrey can pack a stadium. I'm curious to see what happens this year. And he's doing it based on what he did as the Broncos. Make no mistake about it. The Bears hired Ed McCaffrey because of his fame with the Broncos. They did not hire him based on his resume at Valor Christian. 2 years. That team, you and I, man, I've said this before. You and I could go down there and coach and win a championship. And I'm seriously not trying to take anything away from McCaffrey. But they have the most. Don't they have like 11 total? And he got one of them? That's a private school, dude. That's where the best kids go. You know why? Because the equipment's the best. Everything. McCaffrey is not thought of as highly outside of Denver.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, though. It's the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame. Like, no one cares outside of that. The Hall of Fame, sure. Rod Smith and McCaffrey maybe don't penetrate outside of the Denver market. And I'm willing to admit that. I probably wouldn't put Rod Smith in the Hall of Fame. And the fact that I threw probably in there means that I wouldn't. You know my rule. But he would be, he should be a Ring of Famer. He's Eddie. Did Rod Smith have a chant? I don't think so. Eddie does. Or did. He might now. Still at the, at Nottingham. We'll see.
Bring it back.
You think they're going to bring back the Eddie chant?
You know
chant, the first, what, his first home game?
Yeah.
That'd be sweet. That'd be pretty sweet.
There it is.
Maybe they get a few fans to do it at the Buffs game. That first game's at CU, by the way. Man, talk about starting your career. You started up against Big Brother of the state in the Buffs. McCaffrey's not that okay. He had a few nice years during the Super Bowl years, but he really wasn't that special. He was tough and all, but not special. Tons of guys like him. Yeah, but when you're looking at the Ring of Fame, like, I don't even remember who was all on there. But you do have some studs. I mean, no doubt, these guys are big-time players. But I do think that McCaffrey was a part of that big-time stuff that we're talking about, man. I mean, is he as big as Floyd Little? No. Lionel Taylor's on that Ring of Fame. And, you know, when you look at the stats, McCaffrey's right behind Lionel Taylor in everything. He has more McCaffrey has more touchdowns than Lionel Taylor. He has 600 less yards. But he also, he has about 80 less receptions. But he beats him in touchdowns. He's very close in yards. Very close in receptions. He's 100 less, 80 less. And yet Lionel Taylor's on there. I do think that McCaffrey should be on there, for sure. Let's see what the Hooligans think, and then we'll take a break. Should Ed McCaffrey be a Ring of Famer? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. And I don't know. It seems like some of you guys are... No. We're going 70% say yes. Ed McCaffrey should be a Ring of Famer. Well, there you go. 22 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. Before we do that, I want to thank one of our excellent sponsors, and that's Mark Larson, your Greeley source for all your insurance needs. Auto insurance is a State Farm specialty, as well as homeowners, renters, life, liability, and property. Auto, home, and life insurance services in Greeley and Northern Colorado. You want that? Talk to Mark Larson, who's a local guy. And I do, and he loves the Bears. He loves Ed McCaffrey. He loves the Broncos. Work with a guy like that. That's Mark Larson. Tell him we sent you here from the whole show. His website is marklarsoninsurance.com. 23 minutes after the hour, we got Mark Johnson coming back on the show. If he's willing to be back, Colfax, I'm curious as to how that all went without me here. I mean, you didn't scare him off. He said he was happy. He enjoyed it. He bragged about you, as they always do.
They love me.
Everybody that fills in on this show or calls in, they're always like, every time, how's Colfax doing, man? Before I could even say, hey, bro, how you doing? Hey, how's Colfax, man? Is he good? I don't know. You got a charm about you, man.
I say.
All right. 23 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back.
It's a party. Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party. Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Jenny Kavanagh from AT&T Sports Tonight, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
You know what we didn't talk about was the hot dog eating contest. How did we not?
Did we miss that this year?
Well, yeah. I mean, the dude broke Joey Chestnut.
Same guy.
He broke another record. What was that record, man?
I don't want to know, really.
Was it in the 70s? I think it was in the 70s, right? Yeah. In 10 minutes, he ate 72? Why am I blanking out here? And by the way, have you ever watched 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes? I think I could put down 20.
20 hot dogs in 10 minutes?
I was looking at it. The girls, the women's, third place is like 18.
Okay. You think you can get up there with that?
I think I can get up there. I can eat hot dogs, dude. Wow. I can eat hot dogs. I'm curious. Like my father-in-law's like, well, try it then.
Yeah.
We're going to put it in front of you someday.
They're not footlongs, are they?
No, they're just like regular hot dogs, but you have to eat the bun.
Okay.
And some people will dip the bun in water, stuff it down, then do the hot dog. Bun, hot dog. But they don't eat it like an actual hot dog.
Do you have to chew it, or do they care?
As long as it don't come back up. As long as it comes down and doesn't come back up.
And how long does it have to stay down? Till tomorrow?
Probably, they probably have your announcement and your trophy and all that stuff, and I'm guessing.
And then you're good.
I'm guessing you're good.
Okay.
The guy's making money, though. You know he's making money.
Oh, yeah.
Sponsors and all that. Like, I watched the intro, and it's amazing. Like, the guy's like an old school radio guy, and he's like, and over here, the most substantial athlete of all time, the hot dog eating contest. It's amazing. They've really made this. I just like the idea of eating contests.
Yeah.
I don't know why. They're disgusting to watch. We hosted one once, remember? You were here, but...
Was I here?
Remember we did it out at...
Oh, yeah.
We did it out at Blue Sports Grill.
That's right.
And that was their big monster burger thing. And that looked intimidating, but I...
You didn't try that?
Uh-uh.
So you're more of a hot dog guy than a burger guy?
Yeah. Oh, I love burgers, but okay. All this other stuff was
so much going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I could do 20.
Okay.
Can we get that sponsored?
Let's sponsor it. I'm not going to try.
You've tried doing stuff fast before as far as chugging
beer.
You tried the boot thing.
And I can hold my own against your average Joe, but yeah. I went up against
a guy
at
Wiley Roots.
Yeah.
A guy that probably does that every day.
Yeah, he does that for a living. word of advice, don't challenge him
though.
To it.
You were good.
I thought I was great.
How fast did you do that in?
I don't. It was like six to eight seconds or something
and
like that.
That's the boot. That's the giant
boot. Yeah, the full-liter boot.
Yeah, and he did it in like three?
It was like under 3 seconds.
It was amazing.
Yeah, you can't
like,
even
you
imagine.
Were great. It was cool. And then I looked over there. I'm like, he's done. What? Why am I watching Colfax over here?
Yeah, wild stuff.
Yeah, that was wild. So, yeah, you could. I'm not a big chugger. I can't. But I could. If I'm hungry, I could put down some hot dogs. What are you thinking? You don't think 20?
No, I think you could probably do 20.
Oh, man.
I can't imagine. What would that even look like stacked up here? With the bun?
Well, how many's in a pack? Like, when you go buy a pack of hot dogs, is it like
10?
Six? Is it 10?
Is it 10 hot dogs in a pack, but then there's 12 buns?
Yeah, they screw you up there. That's how they get you, man.
Yep.
That is totally how they get you. How many hot dogs do you think you guys could eat? I'd be curious. That'd be a fun thing. We should get that sponsored, and I'll go up against people.
Summertime. Let's do it.
That would be...
On the roof. Do it on the roof.
We all just die of heat exhaustion. Oh, so many hot dogs. I bet Dixon and Pillowfight Dan could probably put some hot dogs down.
Some dogs down.
Some people hate hot dogs. Do you like hot dogs?
I like certain hot dogs. They have to be really good quality. I'm kind of snooty about my hot dogs.
Are you really? Yes. Like I can just eat hot dogs.
Like Oscar Mayer, no.
Nah, it doesn't matter to me.
No.
I'll even eat them cold.
I like the Vienna hot dogs. They got that nice snap to them.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are good. I like gourmet hot dogs. Like there's food trucks around Northern Colorado that do gourmet hot dogs.
Like bacon wrapped hot dogs.
I'm all in for that.
Yep.
In for that any day of the week. Just starving talking about it. So anyway, yeah. Joey Chestnut. He's famous. He's great.
World famous.
He just keeps doing it. Keeps breaking his own record. Nobody can beat him. And the thing of it is, he's not like a monster gigantic dude. I've actually heard you can't really, those guys don't typically win. You kind of have to be in decent shape.
Yeah.
To do it. So, yeah. 32 minutes after the hour, Mark Johnson going to join me. I do want to get into this segment, Colfax. We blew past it again. Mascots. Now we got the Colorado high schools are given how long? Like a year? They have 11 months to remove American Indian mascots, and that could be very expensive, of course. So we're going to talk about that, your thoughts on it. I have a lot of thoughts on that as well. So we'll get to that and more. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
You know, our next guest... He'd done it all before. You know, he's the voice of the Buffs. He's done everything. He has the voice of gold. You know, he lives in the mountains. He can kill a bear with his bare hands. But he finally got to the top of the mountain. He got to fill in for this show. Okay, maybe not. Mark, how are you, my friend?
Well, let me tell you this. I thoroughly enjoyed hanging out with Colfax for a couple of hours last Tuesday. And right now, when Colfax told me, I don't know if you noticed it, I picked the phone up. I'm huffing and puffing. I'm putting a grill guard on a new truck that I bought. And let's just say that I'm saying some very unchristian words. I would much rather be sitting in the studio today with you and Colfax than I would be doing this, to be honest with you.
I mean, a lot of the times when we talk to you, Mark, you know, you're out and about, you're out in the wilderness, you're doing something crazy, and I'm always jealous because I'm like, oh, I wouldn't do that, but then I realize I'd probably be dead in the first like 5 minutes of being on a journey out there. I want to do it so badly, though.
Oh man, well, this is the one thing I'm not very good at. I'm not very mechanical. I mean, I'm dumb enough to try all the time, and I get in there and do stuff and put a new starter in the truck or whatever it is, but today I'm messing with this thing, and let's just say that the truck and the grill guard are winning. I'm not doing very well here.
Well, you know, we're happy we can give you a little break. And again, we do appreciate you stepping in. People loved having you on the show, and just a really, really honored to have you on the program all the time, but then to get you to fill in was outstanding.
Yeah, how was the vacation? Did you spoil that boy all week long?
It was good, yeah. A lot of bonding. We did like kind of the staycation type deal, but just great bonding. I know the park backwards and front, though, man. We went there. Of course, we can't drive. We want to walk. 95 degrees. We want to make sure we're walking. Raining back. And, of course, he decides, nah, I don't want to walk back. So
awesome.
So walking in the heat back very slowly, sweating, loving it, and then sprinting in the rain back.
Nothing like being a dad.
Gotta love it, man. It's great. It was awesome. It was awesome to take some time off. Good time to do it, too, because this is kind of July's kind of the weird calm before the storm. Once we hit August, Mark, and you know this more than anyone, it just seems like it never stops until really we get to March.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, I was out roping on Sunday with some guys, and they were asking me about how long do you kind of get to relax like this? And I said, man, I've got one more weekend, or one more week, or a month, I should say now. I said, as soon as we hit August 1st, all heck's going to break loose, and then we'll have more to talk about, and we know what to talk about. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'm excited. I was on campus the other day and ran into a few of the players and a few of the coaches and chatted with them a little bit, and I know they're jacked up about it right now. It's just a lot of – coaches are taking a couple vacation weeks, I think, and the players are doing a lot of conditioning. Because we're right on top of it here.
Yeah, it's going to be like I said, last year was so strange. We were just thankful to have football. I don't think anyone really cared at what the quality looks like. Well, now we're at this point. Okay, and now it's time to see what these guys are all really about. You know, for better or worse, last year we could consider almost a bonus season with the way everything went down. So now we're looking forward, going, all right, now the true test stands in front of us. I tell you though. I'm reading through this, Mark, and I'll admit this is from the enemy side to you guys. I pulled out the policies, name, image, and likeness from CSU, and I'm guessing a lot of the schools are the same. And I'm just kind of busting through. This is a lot of pages of different things that people have to pay attention to, media has to pay attention to, the teams have to pay attention to. How do you think that's going to – we saw the portal. You know, that once that thing opened up, it's like, my goodness, there's a new person in there every second. Do you think this is going to go that way? Like, we're going to have deal after deal after deal, and it's going to be harder to get a hold of people and do these kind of things, do these interviews. Do you think that's going to take hold as quickly as the portal side did?
Well, it's interesting. I've talked with a number of people I know in the compliance world, not just at CU, but over my various stops. I've made some phone calls and just got a sense of people around the country. I've been around the country and said, what are you seeing? The phrase I continue to hear is the Wild, Wild West. Well, let me tell you about one of the interesting aspects of this. And this was a conversation I had with a compliance person, not at CU. So this was somebody out in the, let's say, east of here, one of the stops I was at. And I said, we've got, because, you know, it was made very clear with all of this stuff that student athletes cannot have agents. And I said, okay, well, Let me understand this, though. They can have representation to help them market themselves. Yes. So I said, well, what's the difference between, you know, a sports agent and a marketing agent? They said, well, sports agents have to be licensed. And I said, okay. And so I said, there's oversight with sports agents, correct? They said, yes. Is there going to be any oversight with these marketing people? No. Well, you can't tell me that that's not going to create a vulture-like situation where there's going to be a lot of people preying on student athletes out there, making all sorts of promises. I still think, and you and I've talked about this, Brady. We know that there was probably some areas to compromise moving forward. And the more people I've talked to, the more say this is going to get wild. There's going to be a lot of people disappointed because everyone thought they're going to start making all kinds of money. Well, guess what? They're not. You know, Master P's kid, whoever that is, I guess he's some rapper, his kid signs a very large endorsement deal. Well, guess what? That's not because he's some football player or basketball player. It's because he's Master P's kid.
Sure.
You know? And so when you've got people like that with famous parents, it's going to benefit them. I think the average Joe and Jane student athlete out there probably aren't going to have much opportunity. They might get a little bit of deal. I know the, you know, the cameo thing where they're allowed to do videos and charge $25-$30 for, you know, saying happy birthday to somebody. That might get, make them a couple of bucks. But this is a bizarre situation, and there's no oversight, and there's no you know, standard set of rules around the country. Every state's going to be different. This is really interesting. And ultimately, and I said to one of these people I was chatting with, I said, what about from a tax standpoint? Because I know that I had one person tell me that they were trying to get all the, in fact, every university is doing this, trying to get their kids to sign off on a waiver. Now, what the waiver's for is if they take a team photo and they put the schedule on it and put it up in businesses around Greeley, right? Well, if the kid doesn't sign off on that, the school can't do it because that's his or her name, image, and likeness. And so they were getting like 5% of the students responding to something, and all they had to do was electronic. All they do is click yes or no and then do the digital sign and you email it back. And I'm thinking to myself, we can't get 18, 19-year-old kids to do that, but we're going to expect them to take care of their tax records? I mean, this is really going to be a fascinating thing moving forward.
Yeah, and hopefully they can edit some of that because, you know, with that side of it, I look at it and say, can you not get that in scholarship somehow? Can it just say, hey, we're going to be able for a billboard for us, not promoting Under Armour or Nike or whatever, but just flat out the school that you're receiving the scholarship from. That should be somewhere in the writing, and maybe that's part of the commitment. Hopefully that's something that they edit throughout. Because you're right, a simple picture, you already give them one when you're taking your photos with them. They're going to have it anyway.
Yep. Well, that's the thing. And now here's some of the interesting aspects of that. So from what I understand here in the state of Colorado, this is what I understand it in our state, so CSU and CU would both apply here, that you cannot, if you're a student-athlete, sign a deal. So if Bob's Bike Shop is a big sponsor of the Buffaloes, Timmy Smith can't sign a deal with Bob's Bike Shop because you can't have a conflict there. You couldn't, you know, like the pros, guys will wear various athletic gear. So being CU's a Nike school, for example, a student-athlete could not sign with Under Armour and wear their shoes. So there are some guidelines in that regard where you can't have conflicts. A student-athlete, if they do an endorsement for somebody, can never wear anything that has the university logo on it. Okay, you see that? You know, Denver Broncos every once in a while will do something. One of the guys will do something, and they'll be wearing an orange and blue jersey with no insignia on it. And so that would be the case under these circumstances as well. And so there's really a lot of unknown out there. Everybody I talked to said the same thing. We know about 10% of how this is going to work. Everything else is just kind of, you know, shooting in the dark right now.
Now, Mark, and maybe you already kind of answered this in a roundabout way, but does the school and whoever these reps are going over this, do they have to approve? Like, if it's a questionable business, or you know, something that's I don't know what the liquor and marijuana and all that stuff, but let's just say it's a questionable business. Maybe there's a questionable reputation out there that a lot of people know about. Can the school go, hey, no, that's a bad look for us, or is this wide open?
Well, depending upon what state you're dealing with, my understanding is here in Colorado, things like if you're underage, alcohol, so you couldn't do a liquor store. Marijuana dispensaries. I understand you can't do that. I'm not sure about gambling at this point. I'm not sure about that. But there are some guidelines and some varying things in that regard. And so, you know, it's very broad-based right now, and everyone's trying to figure out exactly how this is going to work. You know, it's really fascinating, Brady, and I'm worried for the kids because, you know, I like everyone, you know, the other side always says, well, you know, they should be able to make some money off their name, image, and likeness. Yeah, they should. But, you know, the one thing that's really great about society is that what we have learned is that people have to grow into those levels of responsibility. You have to have some knowledge base. You got to be educated. You got to have some experience. You just don't go from 0 to 60 automatically, you know. And that's kind of what we've done with a lot of these kids. And so I'm just worried that a lot of them are going to get in some sort of issue from a tax standpoint. They're going to get involved with people they don't want to be involved with because no one's overseeing, you know, who exactly is talking with them. And so there are a lot of I think, very questionable areas within this.
Yeah, and I love what you said, 0 to 60, because I'm reading the title, policies regarding name, image, and likeness. Like, it's already here. It's right here. Right. There's deals being done left and right. And if maybe this would have been something we were working on for the past 10 years or so, then who knows? Maybe it gets easier to have someone at each school is responsible for, okay, we're overseeing this. We're helping you out. We can't make it the Wild Wild West. We've got to make this thing a little tighter.
You know, we have watched, I was on a different show the other day, and we got talking about this. It just struck me. I said, you know, we can look through all the areas of entertainment. I mean, look what the deal that Britney Spears is going through right now. It's getting all sorts of pub, right? There are a long laundry list of people who were child stars who had just, you know, taken advantage of, and now they're paying the price as adults through, you know, different emotional issues and all, you know, addictions and all kinds of stuff. I mean, the industry is littered with that. And one of the things I've always really lamented about that is we've taken children, young people, and we've thrust them into fame and fortune, which they're not prepared to handle. In fact, by the way, most adults aren't prepared to handle it. And it has negatively affected them. And I'm just afraid what we've done here is, you know, that the same concept. And it's all, in my view, it's all been driven by greed. And that's what bothers me about it, because there were student athletes being very well taken care of, benefited in many different ways, what they're getting from a scholarship standpoint, growing up and starting to figure things out and gaining responsibility and all those things that you take to learn that help you become an adult. And now we said, you know what, we don't need those. Let's just give them fame and fortune. And, you know, we recruit them like stars. Why? Somebody else, a friend of mine brought up the other day, what's going to happen for, you know, said student-athlete when they find out somebody, you know, signs a big deal, a $500,000 deal, $1 million deal or something like that? You don't think there's going to be opportunities for, you know, somebody to take advantage of that, or somebody to get mugged on campus because they know who's got the money now? When you're a student-athlete, no one's got money, right, under normal circumstances. Now we know that said student-athlete's got all kinds of money. It's been all over the place. And guess what? Unlike NFL and NBA players, they're not going to have enough money to hire security and all those kind of things. So this thing's going to get really interesting, I think.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, too. There's a lot to think about. And that's why, in whatever side you were on, that's why going from 0 to 60 is so interesting, because we went from, you know, the Supreme Court ruling that really wasn't directly on this, but we knew what it meant, to bam, the next day almost, it's done. Here we go. Here's the policies. So a lot to navigate through for sure. Mark, my friend, hey, good luck with your project. It's getting warm out there, I believe, anyway. That's what the people on the outside tell me. So be careful and plenty of fluids and just count to 10. Just count to 10 when you get really mad.
I got to about 1,500 and still hadn't settled out. So, but that's good advice, though. All right, my friend.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. That's Mark Johnson. That's the voice of the Buffs. He is the guy on the Buffalo, by the way. I'm pretty sure that was him. You know that gif that goes out where the dude's like, he's got the beard and he looks at someone and he does that nice little nod? Mm-hmm. That's got to be. Is that not Mark somehow?
That's definitely Mark.
He's the guy on the Buffalo. I just picture him riding a buffalo around in the mountains, jumps off, kills a bear with his... Is that politically correct? Kills a bear with his bare hands.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Are we supposed to kill bears?
If they're killing you.
If they're killing you, it threatened his dog or something, and he gets down and takes care of business. Like, I could see Mark doing that. Totally could.
Totally.
But yeah, it's been fun to talk about a lot of this stuff with Mark, because he's in the know. He's inside, you know, and I know he wasn't a big fan of this. I am a fan of this, although Colfax, I'm starting to look at this going, is it too much too fast? Is it too much of the Wild Wild West? I was thinking more or less, you know, you get a pop out and you work with businesses. But, I mean, we're looking at some big-time deals here that are going to be scattered throughout. And I wish we would have got ahead of this before, so 10 years ago, and we would have started regulating it a little bit tighter. Let's regulate this thing. Let's get some people that are in control of this. It's student resources. It's student-athlete nil resources, and they help you through that process. You can't sign a deal without going through them. And those are things that I look at. It is getting wild pretty fast. It's interesting. I'm still for it. Still for it. 12:52 the time. We'll take a short break. Wrap up hour number one when we come back. Got a lot to get to. UNC Bears basketball. Kind of some cool news for them for an upcoming tournament. Well, in a few months anyway. More on Ed McCaffrey. Aaron Rodgers. Sean Keeler of the Denver Post writes, Rodgers would be a Bronco if Pat Bowlen were still alive. Your thoughts. We'll get to that throughout the day.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Halls Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kristen McKeo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to The Halls Show, 1310 KFKA.
I'm kind of wondering now, this conversation about Ed McCaffrey has kind of spiraled into a different chat, I suppose. The Power to Play Sports poll question available at theholeshow.com is, should Ed McCaffrey be a Ring of Famer? That got going because we talked about DT and Rod Smith and the greats. Do I think Ed McCaffrey's the greatest wide receiver, one of the greatest? No. He's good. Let's face it, most teams in the NFL have like two or three guys in their history that they can point to and say, one of our great wide receivers. And the Broncos, to me, it's Rod Smith and Demaryius Thomas for the most part. And again, and if you want to go back to the record books and everything, I didn't grow up watching Lionel Taylor. I mean, he played from 60 to 66. I was negative 20. So I didn't watch him, but I know his stats are there. So he's one of the greats for sure. But to me, it's two wide receivers. It's Rod Smith, Demaryius Thomas. What was the best duo? Was it Rod Smith and Eddie Mack? Brandon Marshall and Eddie Royal had a run there for 1 year. That was pretty good. DT and Emmanuel Sanders, that was pretty damn good as well. Talk about that more. UNC basketball as well. More on Aaron Rodgers. All that coming up next. It's The whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.